The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes they're friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies
from the 90s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
Hey, blockheads, and welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia, the movie podcast countdown, the biggest hit movies of the 1990s. One by one, I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
I'm Erica Lira.
Erica, thank you for coming back for this very special episode.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Erica has been watching a lot of Chinese soap operas.
Yes, I have.
So when we were like, we gotta watch Mulan, I was like, Erica should join up on this thing.
Hell yes. And I thank you for your grace, Francisco.
That's a Chinese opera thing to say.
Yeah. That's
she even did the hand movement, which I appreciate. Yeah.
I mean, that was a masculine one.
What?
Because the women kneel on their knees.
I mean, it's appropriate for this movie.
And I can't because I'm
it's appropriate for this movie.
It is appropriate for this movie because it's all about masculinity. This movie is hardcore about masculinity.
Well, it's about a woman being... adopting masculinity for a reason.
It's about Yentl? Cross-dressing, which
is
my favorite thing.
It is kind of about cross-dressing.
It's a fish-out-of-water experience, which is my
which
favorite
is
thing.
Which is your jam, yeah.
Yeah,
it's what
this
really
entire
like
movie
do.
is my jam from beginning to end.
So we're doing the animated Mulan in 1998. This movie made $120,630,000.
And 50 cents.
And, yeah, $230 or something like that. And 50 cents. But yeah, this not the biggest hit for Disney.
No. Well, one of their mediocre to weaker 90s fare.
Right.
It's kind of great that they can grow something in the hundreds of millions and it's
and then be like
weak.
Failure.
Yeah. So there's a big difference from going from the 80s, which obviously we covered well over 100 movies from the 80s.
Yeah.
And we covered exactly one Disney movie, one and a half if you count Roger Rabbit.
No, we did Oliver and Company.
That's what I'm saying. We covered. Oh, no, you're right. So two and a half.
Yeah.
So we covered two traditional Disney animated movies, Oliver and Company and Little Mermaid.
Yep.
Because the 80s, Disney kind of not that
garbage.
Big. Not going on that much.
Well, the Little Mermaid kicked off the Renaissance.
That's
didn't
right.
It?
Right.
So, and then we're going to cover.
We're going to cover like Oliver.
A lot of fucking Disney movies in this countdown.
Also, it's weird that this movie is like the bottom one.
Well, it's not technically because Hercules.
Hercules didn't make list. Hercules is not that good.
It's just terrible.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say terrible, but it's not great. It's not great.
But this one has a lot of action. It doesn't have a princess, but it has like good toy fair.
They call her a princess.
Yeah, they call her a princess, but it has really good toy fair. Every character in this movie is a fucking toy.
Yeah.
From the very beginning when I saw this, I was like, well, the cricket because of the toy.
Sure.
The grandma because of the toy.
Yeah.
The fucking dog because of the toy. Like everything.
The dog even looked like a toy.
Yeah. No, everybody looked like a fucking toy in this movie. So everything is made like a toy. But it was still like not in that princessy Little Mermaid singing.
Yeah, this
like,
was
wheelhouse.
Yeah. Thank God.
So they still
the
didn't make
it. I mean, it's still very much a musical, and it is a princess movie, sort of. But it also, it's sort of the border because if you remember the late 90s, Disney kind of tried to pivot and do dude movies for a while. Because you had Hercules, you had Tarzan, Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what those were? Those are supposed to be the dude movies?
Well,
yeah,
they're little boy movies.
Yeah,
they really didn't understand that the little boys were watching the other movies anyway, right?
Right. Well, that's what Tangled is, right? Like, what they found out is if you put a princess in it, little boys don't want to see a princess do shit.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't have a princess in the movie. And that's Tangled. The whole thing of that is, like, it was supposed to be called Rapunzel, but they were like, little boys are not going to watch a movie called Rapunzel.
Ugh.
So they called it Tangled, and they pushed the guy and the horse way hard.
Yeah.
Because half of your audience is little boys.
Right.
This is before that.
That's kind of wild to me because, like, little girls will watch anything.
Yeah.
Like, I still watched Milo and Otis, even though it had two dudes' names in the...
Right. It's that whole thing when you talk about people of color watching white heroes.
Yeah.
And you're like, I could associate with this white hero. So maybe you could associate it with the Indian guy. Like maybe hero?
Fucking try it, you loser. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Like,
but at the time, it wasn't that.
But I wonder, is this on the little? Is this really on the little boys, or is this the toxic masculinity of their parents?
And no, that's why.
It's I feel like little kids just don't care. They like what they like, and that's it. Mm-hmm. It's the adults who are like, that's for girls, or that's for boys. Right.
I don't know. I think. I mean, we've had decades of research. Little boys tend to buy certain toys, they tend to watch certain cartoons, and it's not typically the ones focused on girls. This isn't a sexist thing, this is just reality.
I don't know. I still think you have a lot of socialization there that you can't discount.
We had a conversation earlier about this, and this has to do with this. It's like every deity, and like every ancient deity is just a guy
who
surrounds himself with a lot of guys. In this movie... And no, Jesus.
In this movie, there's a ton of girls in the ancestor stuff.
Is there really? But like, there's like old ladies in the ancestor stuff.
Well, yeah, they're all old.
But the gods in this are all male gods. Like, those are
the only gods in the movie.
Yeah, that's in. But you're talking about like Buddha and like in a Chinese culture.
I mean, I don't know enough about all of Chinese mythology.
Do they really
have
gods like that, though? I thought they were kind of into the whole Confucius thing of ancestor worship rather than like...
Yeah, that's why there's ancestors instead of gods. Yeah.
But how much of it is male ancestors versus female ancestors?
I mean, you definitely have a point there because like even in the Chinese novellas, like every time they're pregnant, they're like, yeah, I'm going to have a prince. Like they don't give a shit about the princesses. Right. It's all
sure, no,
the
there
prince.
Was definitely a focus on that.
And you give birth to a boy and you got promoted by the emperor
or
the empress dowager. So it was kind of, it's really, really weird actually, because I know I'm coming from watching fiction that's set like a couple hundred years after this. But
this movie isn't really set in a specific time period.
No, it is kind of set I don't know. It's just, all right,
let's weird. Let's talk about the plot of the movie. So Mulan is a girl who is supposed to go to, like...
She's a girl of marrying age.
Yeah, she's so a girl of marrying...
Which means she's about 15.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's about 15.
She's actually a little old for marrying age at the time, I would think.
No, that's actually the right age for...
Okay.
Because also at around 15 is when you can also enter the palace as a maid.
Okay,
and you would
so
only serve
would
until
sense.
You were about 25, and when you were 25,
that's
they would marry you off.
That's what makes sense about later when they enter the palace as women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some cross-dressing in this movie.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. And they're like, who? They're like ugly, and they're like, well, yeah, a lot of them were, because they were just tribute women.
I also got some thoughts about that, because I feel like if you dress like a woman and you go up there, they're like, oh, it's just a woman. Let's just rape that woman. And like, I feel like that would happen way more. And I was like, just dress like guys and fight those guys.
I mean, yeah,
well, they had to get
inside
somehow.
But they were like, Harvey, Firestein is here.
Put him in a dress.
Yeah, we got to put him in a dress. It's very funny.
Yeah.
Also, it's that same thing where you just like guys in dresses. Hilarious.
Yeah.
It's not a normal person thing. It's a very funny thing.
That's right.
I think it's a normal person thing.
Again, that's what I'm saying. Like it is a normal person thing.
Yeah.
But back then it was like,
but throughout all of human history up until about 5 years ago, it was a very
very funny thing. It was so ridiculous because they were like, what? No regular guy would dress as a woman?
Right.
Are you fucking insane?
Well, the whole
point... He must be doing it to be funny.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. And he's just like, yeah, I'm doing it to be funny. But he's like crying really hard.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. I'm not trying to be a woman or anything. I'm just a guy. Be funny.
This company makes a lot of more sense now.
Yeah. Anyway, that's... All right.
So that Tom Hanks one?
Yeah, yeah. So she's of marrying age. She fucks up... She's supposed to
meet with
the matchmaker.
Yeah.
And it is a big deal.
It's a very funny scene.
It is. The grandma's very funny.
Yeah, the grandma gives her a toy. She gives her a cricket, which is like...
This is a lucky cricket.
Yeah, this is going to be a Toys R Us marketing tool for you.
And a cute little cage and everything.
It's
and they
so ridiculous.
Oh,
I'm sure they
100%.
Did. This movie has an overload of sidekicks, cutesy sidekicks, because you have the crickets introduced first.
God.
Then you get Eddie Murphy. Then you get the horse. Now you got three animal sidekicks for one person?
Yep.
That's fucking ridiculous.
From the very beginning, I was like, these are just toy people making fucking toy shit.
Yep. This was definitely a decision handed down by, no, we need more. You know how many fucking plushies we sell?
Yep.
Get us some more goddamn plushies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the horse, the fucking cricket, all of it. I was just like, these are all toys.
Yeah.
But anyway, she's gonna...
You were just in Disneyland.
Yeah, no, there was very was little Mulan.
No Mulan shit. Stuff?
No Mulan
no, shit. No little crickets? Huh.
No. No crickets.
How dare they?
Not a single Mulan.
And there was just the live action Mulan, what, last year?
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, that live action Mulan, pretty good. I mean, I saw the first half of it, not all of it, because I fell asleep because I was drunk, but you know.
But I thought they didn't put Li Shang in the live action one. The captain that Mulan was all into.
No, it's like a action mysticism thing. It's like
a fantasy. It's Wire like a Fu fantasy, movie, right?
Yeah, like mm-hmm. a House of Flying Daggers type of deal.
Well, and
like
I, people are
turning into birds and shit, and it was pretty fucking good.
And I'll talk about it probably later more, but I, as promised on the last podcast, I watched the 2011, I believe it was,
the Chinese version. Yeah.
Mulan, I think Legend of a Warrior is the subtitle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How is
the
that?
Chinese one?
It's pretty good. Cool. It's definitely, like, was it's...
all Chinese propaganda?
No.
We're Americans, the bad guys in it?
It was made in 2011, not 2020, so yeah. it's not actually all... a bunch of Americans don't show up and get their ass beat.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
But it's very... it's like the realistic version of Mulan. So it's all like very war heavy. And it's also that classic like Chinese doomed romance thing.
Oh, I love that so much.
Because the guy finds out almost immediately that she's a girl.
Yeah.
Like within the first 5 minutes of meeting.
Oh, that's too bad. I like it when they don't know and there's like a lot of sexual tension.
Yeah,
and
he's just one of the guys thing.
Why am I so attracted to this dude? Like, should I give in? I was actually really
hoping for that in this movie.
Yeah, and we didn't get any of that.
No, they go the other way. Yeah, they you don't. In fact, I can't believe that this is supposed to be romantic. The Disney version is supposed to be romantic in any way.
Not at all.
The Chinese version, like I said, they find out almost, or he finds out almost immediately she's a girl. And then they have this very like, well, we can never be together because we're both soldiers, but we love each other, but I have a duty and that whole thing. Yeah. So, it was all right.
Yeah. And
Jackie Chan's kid is in it.
Aw.
Which is pretty funny because I knew going in he was in it, but I didn't know who he played. And because I've never seen Jackie Chan's kid before, every time someone would pop up on streets, I'm like, is that Jackie Chan's kid? And then Jackie Chan's kid showed up. I was like, no, that's fucking Jackie Chan's kid. Because he looks goddamn just like Jackie Chan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So actually, the movie starts with the Hans attacking, which is actually really fucking
attacking
cool.
The Great Wall.
Yeah, they attack the Great Wall. It's actually a really good scene. And he doesn't have that many fucking people with him.
Not to scale the wall.
Later on, he does.
The way that people just appear and disappear in this movie is one of my big problems.
Fucking... are they 20 guys? Are they 7 guys?
Are they a million guys?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that.
That bothered me a lot. We'll talk about it later.
In the battle stuff.
All of a sudden...
Well, the training, too.
Hundreds of people cut down to, like you said, now there's like 5 people.
In the training thing, there was like 35 guys training. More. And then there was just like... 7. Now there's 7
like
of them.
Heading up to that pass, we're going to rescue the Emperor. I'm like, how?
What happened to the first
few scenes you see of the like troop moving, there's like a whole line of people. And then, like we said, we're left with like 6.
The Hans attack the Great Wall. Right. She goes, she fucks it up with the matchmaker. And what I thought was a very funny way.
Yeah, she's like writing notes on her sleeve. Yeah,
the matchmaker makes herself a mustache. And then the cricket is in the middle of it because they got to sell toys.
Right.
And then the cricket, and then she's like, no, she's not ready to get married. And she goes home and she's disgraced, kind of like her
family. She's not ready to get married, is that she's just completely worthless.
Yeah.
And her one function, which is to be a wife in a womb.
Yep.
So they sent her ass home. And it was kind of like a big deal, too, because if she would have really impressed that matchmaker, then they would have gone to their local lord and been like, hey, this is a girl we're sending to the emperor. Maybe she'll gain favor and help our clan and stuff.
Crazy.
But it's a good thing that she didn't impress the matchmaker, because instead she got to volunteer as tribute for her dad. Hero.
It's a great scene where her dad is like, this blossom hasn't bloomed, but when it does, it's going to be beautiful. It's actually... Yeah. Her dad's actually cool. One of the best characters.
Her dad's really good. Yeah. Actually, her whole family... I mean, the dad and the grandma are both really good characters.
Yeah, they are.
The grandma's obviously comic relief, but the dad, like you said, I think the fact that he's actually very supportive of her is really cool.
Yeah, and then... So then they show up and they're like, the Hans attacked. One male from every family has to come and fight, which is also a weird thing to do, but
it's a draft.
It's an old school draft.
Yeah, that's... You need the soldiers.
And then he's like, I'll show up. I fought already before. Yeah. I have the know-how.
I also have a horrible limb from a war wound. Yeah.
And like, if you're preparing for war and you're like, this guy's a legend, he's going to teach us how to learn some shit.
Yeah.
Mulan kind of fucks all that up.
Yeah, it's true. That guy could have been like whipping the troops into shape.
You know, once they're in the, like, I thought about that because, all right, so here's what happens.
I've never thought about that.
Well, I kind of fucked him.
I thought about that when they're like in it. All right, so he can't fight because he's got a limp.
Sure.
Right? She cuts her hair in a cool scene. It's actually a pretty cool like montage scene with some like new terrible wave music. Yeah, it's a weird like new age music. Synthy. But she leaves the comb, takes the scroll, and goes, and he... Rightfully so, he's like, if I show up and if I expose her, they're gonna kill her. Mm-hmm. So I can't show up and expose her. That's a big character thing. It's a big character thing for both of them.
Yeah, sure. Reputation is like everything.
And Mulan.
Everything.
Yeah, exactly.
But
and
you're he right. Knows. You're right though. He is a war veteran. And not only is he a war veteran, but he seems to be some sort of
minor, legend.
Well, not necessarily even a legend, but he's at least minor.
He has to be some kind of minor lord.
Yeah, he's a minor lord.
Because if you look at his estate, he's got like a fucking
estate.
River and bridges and temples.
So there's no way they're drafting him to be a foot soldier.
No, they're bringing him in to command
like a
Mulan
fucking
really fucks it up.
This entire movie is just one big misunderstanding. Yeah.
Mulan really fucks it up.
You're never going to survive being down there in the trenches. He's not going to be in the trenches. She's going to be on a horse.
They could have really used her dad.
Yeah.
He's a smart guy. He's fought already. He's not going to be out there fighting dudes.
He's going to be like a fucking lieutenant in charge
so
of like
many
a
merits,
ton of people.
As they put it with the emperor. Yeah.
And when they give Chang like the, he's like, you have to lead them and stuff. I was like, that would have been her dad.
Yeah.
And you would have fucking whipped him into place. Because later he's like, I'm, what's her name? His name's son, and they're like the legend.
Yeah,
and I was like, well, it's because he's
like, we know
fucking
that fucking
legend.
Guy. That's probably why he has a huge estate because he probably won a lot of
exactly that would have been
a lot of honor
him,
in battle.
But,
yeah.
Oh god,
there's no way he would have gotten into battle.
God damn,
she like really fucked it up. He would have just trained the troops and been a fucking guy in the back lines.
Yeah, he just
like,
would have been on a horse where the leg didn't matter because he's on a goddamn horse.
Nope.
Yeah.
But here we are. She's trying to prove herself.
Yep.
Wow. Wow. I can't believe I never considered
this.
Oh
my God. Yeah. I thought about that through the whole movie. I was like, if he was in charge, shit would have gone differently.
So again, the most feminist 90s Disney movie, the woman kind of fucks it up for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, also, like, she's very, very much worried about what the dudes are doing. I mean, they all are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Eric, I know you said that this wasn't really set in any particular era, but it obviously very much was not set in it wasn't set in 18th century China because, like, I'm very happy about that because of the fucking haircut that men had. So, like, they basically shaved, like, most of their head except for, like, the back of the crown. It'd be really, really long into a single braid.
Much like Jackie Chan in the movie, shit, what was it called? The one he did with Owen Wilson, the Western.
I don't know. I never saw it, but...
Shanghai Noon, yeah.
Let me see.
I was actually...
I interrupted you.
But. No, she cuts her hair and she's like, I'm going to be a guy and I'm going to... But I was like,
no,
what if she did
that
weird crescent?
At the very beginning he does, I think.
You remember that weird crescent Japanese
haircut? Oh, yeah, the Japanese one?
Like, what if
all
she just
would have
done that?
Kurosawa movies? They also cheat the animation when she's being a guy, quote unquote. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They like change her facial shape.
Yeah. They give her like big, broad shoulders.
Well, I mean, she's wearing the armor, but just her face itself, like they give her a harsher like jawline.
Yeah.
I always thought that was just a, how do you put it? You know, like the way you can dress sometimes will affect like how your face looks, like how thin you look or how chubby you look. So I just figured that was...
She's just wearing stripes?
Well, kind of. Not really. But you know how, like, everything
just
she's wearing
that jaw
bulks...
Forward.
Well, everything she's wearing bulks her up. And then, and also if she has any kind of... I forget what they're called, but, you know, like, any kind of neck protection, then, yeah, that is going to push your jaw out and kind of give you, like, more...
So this is when we get... And I think you're right. But this is when we get
Here
all
we go.
The
this,
most...
This middle one. That's the one I'm talking
about. Yeah.
She could have had that horrible haircut.
Yeah, instead, I'm glad they didn't go that way. That would have been much harder to sell toys of a girl
so
like
bad.
That.
Yeah, yeah. It would have been
like that half bald haircut.
Yeah.
Yes, so bad.
Kind of like a reverse neck beard.
To go back to your point about the time frame, mm-hmm. And yes, obviously very, very good choice not to do that haircut.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we were both talking about this a little bit before we recorded. This is based on an old folktale, that historians place somewhere around the 4th century.
Possibly.
Possibly. They don't know for sure if she was a real person. Maybe they don't really know. But yeah, and it was also a time where China was definitely much more sectionalized in multiple kingdoms. Whereas this movie, you know, you have a, everyone just says China. They don't say the Wu Kingdom or anything like that.
Right. And they have the emperor.
And they have a Great Wall, which they wouldn't have had back then. Yeah. And
also, this, if you go by the hair, when, like, Disney was stealing everything from fucking Asian people.
Well, I mean, they it's one of these things where they're just like.
Because it's like Lion King, right?
Well, because it's from the Japanese movie.
Yeah. And then also, Kimba. Like, obviously, like, Aladdin, that's like the Middle Eastern tale already. Like, they were stealing a lot.
Well, I mean, all of their movies, I mean, every movie they ever made was based on an old folktale until.
Not Pinocchio. He had no strings, that
even
guy.
Pinocchio. Sorry to break this one to you. Disney does not do original ideas.
Well, no. That's not who Disney are.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I was just saying that going by their hair and their clothes, their stylized clothes in this movie is very solidly like Ming Dynasty. So like prior to the 1650s.
Yes, I would agree with that. I mean, they're the Huns instead of the Mongolians.
Yeah,
so.
Way weird. Like it doesn't fit in, but it's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It's all fine. No one knows anyway. We ignorant round eye idiots.
Yeah, I mean, and especially back in the 90s, like no one really knew any of this stuff.
She was also a second. Female character wear pants in a Disney movie, second to Jasmine.
Really?
Yep.
Jesus. Much less sexy pants, but
yeah. I think she was like the first female character to kick some ass to like kill dudes.
Oh wow.
Probably that sounds right.
She was the first female character to kill guys.
I mean, well, do you count Maleficent or
like first female like hero? Main character? Yeah, hero. Yeah. But she was the second female behind Jasmine. The same voice
or Cruella
sang
DeVille.
Jasmine sang her.
Right. So the character Mulan's played by Ming-Na, who you may have seen most recently in Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. She was also Chun-Li in the absolute classic
Street Fighter movie. Street Fighter movie that everybody should watch. This is another one. She was the second female character to have both parents after Cinderella.
Oh yeah. No, you
all princesses.
Most princesses
in Disney.
Most main characters in
one
in
fucking
children in any children's entertainment. You're either an orphan or one parent.
Well, you need them dead so you can go off and
do
your shit.
Exactly.
You
got to do adventures.
Yeah.
Some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta get away.
Yeah.
I guess technically Rapunzel has both of her parents, but you know she's being raised by a single
mom. Rapunzel's before after this.
Oh yeah. Much after. Yeah.
So Cinderella had both parents, and then after that, and then not Cinderella. Sleeping Beauty.
I was gonna say Cinderella wasn't the whole thing with the evil stepmom.
She was
an
orphan.
Yeah.
But then wasn't she asleep for like 100 years? So they're dead.
Yeah.
So she's still an orphan.
Was Sleeping Beauty. Yeah.
By the end, at least.
She's an orphan. Yeah,
she's the only one that had like both parents.
And really, Sleeping Beauty's parents fucked up.
Yeah, big time.
Like they're the whole reason that she.
Yeah,
just send a fucking invitation.
Was asleep the
she
whole
won't
time,
show
yeah.
up anyway.
Yeah.
God damn.
All right. So anyway, so the Hans are attacking. She takes the scroll for the dad and becomes
and takes his armor
garbage,
and sword.
A garbage soldier in the garbage troop.
Yeah, that's given to what's his name?
Li Shang.
The scientist from Jurassic Park. Because his dad is a big deal.
Yeah. Also,
I didn't
he's
catch
also,
the first time I watched it.
He's a very well-built.
He's a manly man. I mean, he's definitely been trained for
battle. He's better than everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so since his dad's a general, that means his dad's probably very highborn.
Sure.
So this guy is definitely noble. So, yeah, he spent his entire life training in everything and training in the martial arts and training in the actual arts and all that shit to become the perfect man. And
well, more than that, the big reason why somebody like that was so much better than foot soldiers is like you were saying, they actually had training.
Yeah, they had training and the full education, not just the physical education, but like they were also well
versed
in literature.
They had good armor, they had good horses, they had good weapons.
Good nutrition, the vast
majority of your foot soldiers were farmers.
Yeah, it's almost like in the Mulan legend, her father trained her. Her father
could have.
Her father had good, like,
I guess they do say something about her taking martial. Oh no, that's the other one. The Chinese version actually, yes,
because
has
in
a
real
whole thing.
In the actual legend, yeah, her father is the one that trains her.
Yeah.
But in this one, we get Mushu. All right, so let's talk about Mushu.
Yes.
Let us talk about.
Let's talk about Mushu. So,
so he's a donkey. And yeah.
So it was legit. All right. So the grandma prays to the ancestors, please take care of Mulan.
Right.
And then, the ancestors are like, up. We have to bring Mulan back.
So we're going to send our great guardian.
It's a very interesting thing to have the ancestors come up. It was actually kind of a cool scene.
Yeah, it really was.
Where the ancestors come up and they're like, we have to bring her back. And they're all kind of talking about her.
That's the George Takei
like
scene, right?
Yeah.
Oh, was that him?
Yeah, he's the main guy.
And it's pretty good. But then,
although I do find it funny that Mulan has like fucking Jewish grandparents.
Yeah, that's the fucking thing about this movie.
Which is just classic.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Well, that's why I really wanted to try to find it to watch in Chinese.
In Cantonese.
To see what kind of, but like, I couldn't find
where
it.
Where you're like, Harvey Firestein's all over this fucking thing.
Yeah, literally.
I really like Harvey Firestein in this movie because the character is supposed to be like a super manly character, but everything Harvey Firestein says has that like a little bit of flair to it.
Yeah.
And every time he said it, I was like,
well, but also
cool.
his character is super manly, but in a like, he's obviously overcompensating because he's 2 feet tall.
But every time he's like, and I was like, cute.
He also has like a permanent black eye throughout the whole movie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause he's always fighting.
Yeah.
He's yeah,
a brawler.
He's a hothead.
He's got to overcompensate.
Yeah.
So they bring out Eddie Murphy, and what I thought was very funny. Eddie Murphy is obviously just fucking Robin Williams in Aladdin.
It's 100% Robin Williams was so popular.
Yeah, that they were like, we need
let's get another
comedian
to come in and be a sidekick
and like do a bunch of
and
shit.
Just riff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he was
Little did they realize that this was 1998 Eddie Murphy, so he was already kind of at the point where he didn't give that much shit. Like he was just whatever.
Yeah. This is post
post Nutty Professor. Like I don't really give a shit. Exactly. I'm just collecting paychecks over here.
Yeah, he did not care.
Yeah.
But his stuff is still pretty funny.
Yeah. His stuff's not bad. And then of course, obviously, this started the Eddie Murphy career of. You're going to pay me how much to sit in a booth for a day or two?
A ton of voice. And this was his first one, right?
Yeah.
This was his first voice acting job.
Yeah. I believe so.
I mean, it's clearly just the genie Robin Williams
very much
to
so.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He brings a lot of comedy to it. I think he's really funny. A lot of it in the beginning, at least. Later on, I don't think he has to be in this anymore.
Well, I mean, the movie has that thing that a lot of the Disney musicals have, which is that the first two acts are a musical, so it's all kind of fun and games, and then the last act is in no way a musical.
Yeah.
It's subtly a drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and they do that with a lot of them, where there's look at most Disney movies, the last 20 minutes, there is nary a song to be heard.
Yeah. Because there's fighting to be
to
be had. She goes off, she joins the army, she's kind of like the runt of the army, she's not that good, but it's got some cool stuff, it's got some cool like...
It's the classic training montage.
They do have the classic training montage, it's at like 7th Chamber of Shaolin or whatever, like where you're just like training to go up a pillar.
Right.
And that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, he shoots an arrow, Li Shang shoots an arrow up into the top of a tall pillar, and he's like, go get the arrow, but you need discipline and, what is it, strength and integrity? I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Discipline and something
discipline,
else.
Discipline, yeah.
And something I clearly don't have.
I'm not climbing that.
Yeah, and they're like these heavy weights, and everyone's like struggling with it, and finally Mulan just figured, oh, okay, I can use these to help me climb up by a... I don't know how to describe it, but she just kind of like whips them around the pillar.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
and
become
uses
like a,
them.
Yeah,
as,
like a band
like too. Band and counterweights to go up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because she's a woman and smarter than all these fucking idiots.
Hell yeah.
Who are just dudes shooting at stuff and fighting each other
and
farting.
Showing their wangs at each other at this
Yeah, there's a lot of showing their wang at each other.
I mean, there's the one bath scene.
this, if anything, for this movie, one of the things that I liked is that Mulan is the only one that thinks outside of the box of this, like, battle-centric fucking thinking. Like, he's gonna...
But does she think outside of the box?
We're gonna fight, and that's all we're gonna do. And then we're gonna try to fight and climb up. And then we're not... You know what I mean? And she's the one that thinks outside. And it's the same thing with the cannon.
Right. They're telling her to fire at the leader. She fires at the mountain, almost killing everybody in the very beginning.
They're like, kill the leader.
Right.
Right. And she's like, no, kill all of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's way smarter than everybody else thing to do.
Oh, right. So much smarter. That's why I didn't understand why she did that. And everyone's like, well, fuck you. Get away from us.
Yes. So, all right.
We're probably getting ahead of ourselves.
We're getting ahead of ourselves, but let's...
We can jump to
let's
it.
Let's jump
fine,
to that because there's not much else that happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a training montage. Then they find out that the Huns have come.
Yeah.
This is when the musical stops because you see a village
full of
dead people.
Also, this is when there's eight of them.
And an army full of dead people. And yes, all of a sudden now the 100 dudes that they have are now six.
Six, yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's eight of them. Yeah.
They have one horse, one wagon...
And the
six
horse is
dudes.
Mulan.
Yeah.
I think they try to take it with them.
Which is funny. It's funny that the horse is Mulan's. I thought it was weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, they drop down the six, and then now
The entire Hun army is coming down a mountain, and this is what you're talking about. She finds most of the cannons is lost.
Well, they have the cannons, and they shoot the cannons into the... All right, so I like this whole action sequence.
Because she blows up the cannons, right?
Yeah, I like this whole action sequence. They're traveling through the snow. Mm-hmm. And then these guys start shooting the fucking arrows at them. It's really good. They're running away. They're trying to get away from the arrows. So they point the cannons up at the mountain where the arrows are coming from. And they blow them all up.
Yeah.
And then the bad guy shows up. And it's that great scene where he comes up and he's by himself.
Yes.
And then all the other dudes come up. It's that fucking like Lord of the Rings style.
Mm-hmm.
Like. Coming up out of nowhere. It's actually a really effective action sequence. I really like it quite a bit.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. And then they run at her. And then that's when they're like, kill him. Kill the leader. And she runs up and she's like, no, I'm going to knock
fire at
the
mountain. Yeah.
Yeah, because she sees causing there's like a bunch avalanche. Of snow there.
Yeah.
She's smarter than all the dudes. Right. Also, she has to use Mushu to light that shit.
Yeah.
Because,
that's
you
true.
Know. Mystic Dragon.
He needed to be there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you need a reason
for him to be
Eddie
Murphy's
going to
be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Like, you have to give the funny sidekick something to do.
Yeah.
And that's really the only time he's in any way useful to her.
Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy, because I feel like the genie in Aladdin, way more useful to Aladdin.
Yeah, actually, the point of the movie is, like, freeing the genie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the end, when Jafar takes over and he's, like, the most powerful, like, that's a big part of... That's, like, the turning point of the climax.
Right, right.
Right?
Right.
And this one, it's just, like...
I mean, he's just there for comic relief.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he should have a plot. Like, he's trying to become a guardian again because he was too incompetent and got demoted.
Nobody cares about that, yeah.
Yeah, and they just kind of like...
It's true.
Like, they kind of mention it sometimes, but...
But he never does anything to earn his way back other than he's there and Mulan does stuff.
Yeah. And he's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's really like the ultimate coattail rider.
Yeah.
Like, he does nothing, but he's friends with Mulan, so I guess you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just a funny guy. Why not?
I'm dying to know what happened to the guardian dragon that exploded.
That he destroys?
Somehow. Right. Yeah. Like,
so he's supposed to wake up the stone dragon.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And it's this like big...
And
you
it's
know,
actually a very funny scene where he's like, wake up, dragon. And
knocks his head off.
He knocks his head off and it crumbles out.
Yeah.
But I was just like, what? Yeah, you're right. I was like, what happened to that guardian?
Yeah. I was like, is he okay?
That dragon's long gone.
Yeah. Never existed. The ancestors were idiots.
Yeah. I kind of wondered if, like, maybe
that was the first time they'd ever called on him. They're like, mm-hmm. That's just a statue, dog.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
just been there.
I'm going to assume that's what happened because that makes more sense.
Yeah.
But they just had no
idea.
Well,
Eddie Murphy was like, yeah, I'm the big stone dragon.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll go find her.
Yeah.
Also, he doesn't bring her back like he said he was going to.
No, not
And he
at
doesn't
all.
Even try that hard. He's like, hey, you should, never mind.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, let's hang out, me and you and the cricket. Why not?
Why not? The ancestor sent me to, I don't know, just tell some jokes, I guess.
I'm going to say, everybody's the worst in this fucking movie. Mulan would have served better if she would have just let her dad lead the armies.
Yes.
Fucking Mushu would have served better if he would have just let Mulan figure that shit out and come back.
I mean,
back.
That's all he does.
Yeah, he doesn't do
He's
anything.
Just a, like, literally the only useful thing he does in the entire thing. Well, I guess he also does dress up like a soldier at one point, right?
Yeah, and again, she squeezes out the fire for the cannon out of
right.
him.
Yeah.
Because she can't light it.
Right.
Yes.
But, yeah, bullshit.
Because everyone knows girls can't light fires.
Yeah, that's exactly what was happening. She couldn't light a fire.
I don't know what that was.
They were in the middle of battle. They didn't have matches. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so the avalanche comes. It buries all the Huns.
No, she very intelligently knocks down all the Huns.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kicks everybody out. It's actually a very somehow awesome sequence. Kills like
20,000 dudes.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. Like, they barely make it.
That was like the entire fucking army, and she just like annihilated them, and except for like a dozen.
It was fucking
there's
cool.
The ridiculous, yeah, but also very cool thing where she ends up saving the dude, and they ride the horse, and she like ropes the horse to an arrow.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, then tosses it up, and they bring her up. Yeah,
her
yeah
grip is fucking amazing. Yeah, like, yeah, she's just holding onto a rope. Like, it's not even wrapped around her or anything. She's just holding like, it. Like,
they're pulling up the horse, too?
Yeah.
No, it's wrapped around the horse.
It's wrapped around the horse.
It's wrapped around, it around, the horse. Wrapped yeah around a horse.
When was it wrapped around a horse?
How?
I don't no know. Idea. I don't know how it got wrapped around the horse, but when they pull her up, it's wrapped around it's the
and
horse.
And here, I just thought she had amazing thighs.
Yeah, it's just that's incredible. Like, yeah.
She's just like,
wrapped around.
Sex with her. Forget about the pull-out method.
Ugh. And then he should be like, my
word.
Instead, he's like,
thigh strength.
A woman?
Yeah.
Saving my life?
How dare she?
Fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so he bounces out on that.
The point
that
of the movie is us all learning a lesson, Francisco.
Yeah. The lesson is, yeah, like, listen to women sometimes. Because he's just like, anyway, you saved my life. We're even now. Goodbye forever.
Because I'm saving your life by not killing you.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
And then she shows up and she's like, I saw all the Hans in town and they're going to attack. And he's like, get out of here, vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't take you seriously. Yeah,
and Nikki legitimately says that. And I was just like, how about, I don't know, man. Listen to that shit. Like, what the
fuck?
Yeah,
like, she literally saved your life. Yeah.
She lied about who she is. Therefore, you cannot trust her.
Yeah, you can't trust her when she's like, I want to save my family and the towns.
Yeah.
By telling you that the Hans are here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just like,
this is
what
why
are you
don't
here
lie.
Out of here.
Yeah.
You lie once, no one will trust you.
Get your vagina and go.
Oh my God. There's so much get your vagina and go in this movie.
Yeah.
There's a lot of get your vagina and go. It's every time. And even like the guy that works for the emperor that's there to document everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's so much of him being like, oh my God, get this vagina out of here.
Well,
he's the fucking worst.
That guy is the fucking, I mean, he's meant to be the fucking worst.
Yeah, he really is. I wish he was a eunuch.
I mean,
he should have been a eunuch. That's what this movie was missing. It was a bunch of eunuchs like running around stealing stuff and just being shady.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, that's what
I assumed he was a eunuch.
I assume that's what they do because that's all they do in the novelas is that they're just really fucking.
That's all they do in any
the fucking worst. Yeah.
Any Chinese history that you read, the eunuchs are always up to some shenanigans because
they have no genitals, so they have all the time in the world. Look at fucking Varys. You know,
yeah,
no
exactly.
Genitals.
I mean, that's what Varys is based on.
Actually,
off of.
Varys is pretty cool.
The absence of desire.
Yeah. Then you have a lot of. I mean, it's like Francisco always said that he can't wait to. Like, tell he can no longer get it up so he can focus on real things.
Yes. Yeah. I'm tired of focusing on just fucking chicks all the time. What
I mean,
the
I
fuck,
can help
man?
You with that. I've got string.
Yeah, that's true. I could just get that little cage.
Yeah.
Put my wiener in that little cage. I could do that.
Do
sure.
They're all medical.
Yeah, I put my wiener in a little cage and then I can't do anything
Why
about it.
Why does that sound adorable, though? Like a little puppy in a howl.
It would be very cute.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
You should have to glue on like big old googly eyes to it. So
oh,
my
God. So I know my wiener and I know what it would look like in a cage. Very cute. Adorable.
And,
I can start an OnlyFans on that thing.
And the link will be in the show notes.
Yeah.
To Francisco's
just my one
wiener
cute
in a cage.
Wiener in a cage.
Wiener in a cage.
Join the Patreon for that.
And, yep.
Yeah. That's the $5 a month here, or is that the.
I'll make like fucking 20 grand on that in, like, a month and just wiener in a cage. No, I feel like.
I don't think
I know.
Make much
I'll make
money
like.
On that.
Like in a cage. I'll make like $200.
Okay, sure.
No. Yeah.
I want to see wiener in a cage.
Yeah, that's $200 for it.
Yeah, yeah.
I got $5.
From the random, I'll see a wiener in a cage.
Yeah, from the random.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to look at
a wiener
in
a
cage.
That's pretty much exactly it. Like, let's see it.
I'm like, well, I got that.
I mean, then I got that. I added googly eyes. I mean,
yeah.
Draw like a little smiley.
Exactly.
Face on
we
it.
Did different expressions.
No,
right?
Make it look sad, and then play that one Sarah McLachlan song, like in all the
sad animal ones.
Yeah, a tragic animal song.
It's just like sad dogs, but then in the middle of it, it's just wiener in a cage.
Remember, yeah.
Is this my sad dick in a cage in the middle of it?
And then cut to Lucha.
People would be like, oh my God, have you seen that
the
fucking
sad,
guy's dick in a cage?
The sad dick in a cage. It's the saddest thing on the internet.
It was my favorite scene in Mulan. Was
I'm
the
laughing all the way to the fucking bank, man.
Oh, man. So yeah, dick in a cage.
Hello, darkness, my great. Old friend. As we slowly zoom in on the dick in a cage.
Yeah, just Google the eyes, dick in a cage.
So speaking of dick in a cage, how about that Sean Yu, huh? The leader of the Huns.
Yeah, actually, he's fucking great. I mean,
is he supernatural? Like, because there's several times in my notes where I'm like, is this dude magic?
All right, so his eyes are yellow.
Yes.
All of the Huns' eyes are yellow.
Mm-hmm. And his skin is, like, gray.
Yeah. I did watch the live action, Disney one, and they are 100% supernatural. They're turning into birds, and they're turning into wolves.
I felt like he was warging that bird.
Flying.
It did seem very warrior-ish.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's 100% supernatural.
And then he's such a fucking drama queen. Like, all his big entrances, and like, the way he, like, just melodramatically sniffs that doll that he fell.
Yeah. Now, and he's like, all right. That's a weird scene. We got to talk about that weird scene when he finds that doll. And he's just like, this doll smells of this. Clearly, this little girl is going to miss his doll. And they clearly go and kill the village and that the little girl.
And it's
he's kind of the coolest character.
Also very inaccurate. They would have raped that little girl.
I mean, yeah, they probably did.
No, they wouldn't have even killed her. They would have taken her.
Maybe.
I mean, I guess it depends, but.
Maybe the rape would have killed her.
Maybe, yeah.
Gross.
You said it.
But it's a fucked up scene.
Yeah.
And it's actually really good.
About that is actually really good because, like, they're doing a really goofy song about, like, getting chicks and banging chicks. And then all of a sudden, smash cut to horror of the ruined village. And
it's
the little,
really good.
And this movie is no longer a fun musical.
So the song you're talking about is a song about, like, we're going to go off to battle, pretend you're fighting for the girl.
Yeah. Right.
And, like, what girl are you fighting for? And it's, like, just, like, I'm fighting for this girl.
I want her to be strong. I want her to be a good cook. Yeah.
It cuts to the bad guys being, like, we're going to kill this little girl for this fucking doll. And it's rough.
Yeah.
And it's actually, I feel like, if it's not on purpose, really well thought out.
No, it's definitely
It's on purpose, really well thought out. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. I thought it was fucking great. And it's sad. And it makes the bad guys look way bad. This is
for a Disney movie, pretty brutal.
It is. And the action sequence is really good for a Disney movie.
They killed like thousands of Huns.
Even after the avalanche, they don't all come out. It's just a few of them.
It's just a few. And then before that, like you said, when you see the remnants
all they do is
of
take
the
over
army,
the palace.
They killed what was his name, Shen Wu or something. They killed his dad.
Li Shang. Yeah, they killed his dad. Yeah,
and that was actually really funny. Not funny, but like
hilarious. His dad's dead.
They show up and like all the guys are dead, and the guy is like. The general, and he gives him the helmet, and I was just like, maybe like lead more into it.
Yeah. What I thought was
like,
super,
that's your dad.
That's not the funny part about it. The funny part about it is then he takes his own sword, stabs his sword in the thing, puts the helmet on it, and leaves. And it's like, dude, you're going to war. You're going to need your goddamn sword.
Bring your sword, dude.
Like, get that.
Yeah, keep bringing your sword. Like, that's what you're supposed to do.
I thought Mulan was going to get the sword, but then she just left the doll. By there.
Yeah.
So he has no sword the rest of the movie, I guess.
I guess not.
He just gets to like some random corpse.
So I think it's a great action sequence. I love
that scene where he like pulls or Mushu pulls out like a head from the snow.
And that guy yells.
It's just a head.
I really like that scene actually a lot. Because he's like Mulan and he grabs the ponytail and he pulls it up and it's just a guy going like, ah! And he drops it again.
Was he screaming? I thought he was just dead. I just thought it was like a decapitated
head.
He's alive.
No, I think it was just a dying guy.
He dies.
Yeah,
he definitely dies because Mushu pushes his head back into the snow.
There you go to suffocate. Like, fuck this
It's
guy.
Really
go to sleep,
good.
Go to sleep, go to sleep.
Yep.
Yes.
That whole action stuff is really good. And I really like that. So what happens is they survive it.
Right.
And then they're like, we're heroes now. We beat the Huns.
Yeah.
But the main guy is still alive.
According to them. Yeah.
According to them, yeah.
The main guy's still alive, and when they
and
come up...
a few
up,
of his henchmen.
I also like the idea that they're like, you guys beat the Huns, right? There's no girl involved in this or anything, right? And they're like, no, not at all. And they're like, all right, good. Chewbacca doesn't deserve a medal.
You're reading a lot into this movie, but you're right.
Chewbacca doesn't deserve a medal. That's like true. Everybody else deserves a medal in this movie. But they're like,
Chewbacca obviously being the female of the Star Wars universe.
Because it really is.
Look at that. It's not wrapped around the horse. She's just holding it. It's not wrapped around the horse. She's just clinging to
no.
that.
Oh, no, look right there.
Oh, okay, okay. There
wrapped around the horse.
All right.
Well. When did she wrap it around the horse?
I no,
when
no
she's
idea.
Falling, I guess.
When she's falling.
No
mid,
idea.
Mid-fall. Mid-fall. Yeah.
It was one of my problems with Cruella, where I was just like, at what point is she parachuting down? I don't remember any of that, but anyway. but yeah, like, what were we talking about?
We're talking about when she goes back and she gets awarded and stuff like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, they get awarded for it.
When she
clearly, she was the one that killed
well, again,
20,000 Huns.
Yeah. Yes, but they can't tell because it's illegal.
So he's like, yeah, I get this. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
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 And the emperor is like, yeah, clearly no woman helped you.
Right.
So
I do feel it somewhat necessary to point out that women not being allowed in war was less about some sort of sexist women can't fight and more about the fact that women were just far, far more valuable to a society than men at pretty much every stage.
Yeah, but they never said
they never acted that way. They never said it like that.
They were never like, we can't let women fight because
they're so weak because and easy to rape.
Yeah, it was because it's, like women clearly will get raped.
Well, I mean, that's part of it, sure, but it's also a woman, if you want your society to continue.
Yeah, I mean, we say that now, but where in it does it say?
These people weren't idiots.
They weren't idiots, but they weren't exactly feminists either.
I'm not saying they were feminists, but they also understood that if you want soldiers or farmers or really anybody to exist in your city or your society moving forward, you need not to have hundreds of thousands of women die in war.
But you remember when her dad was going to go into battle and she's like, you can't. And then the guy was like, no, you as a woman are more valuable than him. No, he was like, get the fuck out of here. Why are you talking right now? He specifically says, why are you talking to us right now? You are not allowed to talk. And he's like, you shamed our family.
Yeah.
Because she talked. They were never like, as a woman, you're more valuable to us. They were always like,
it was,
do not talk to us because you are a woman, you're inferior, you're not allowed to talk.
I mean, this is a movie made in 1998, though. This isn't a historical
document. Oh, yeah, this is a movie made 12 years ago.
No, but I'm...
Way back.
No. What I'm saying, I'm not saying from that point of view. What I'm saying is that's a movie made in now times, viewing old times. That's not a movie... this isn't a movie made in the 5th century.
Yeah, but it's not old times. It's 1998.
Yes, but what I'm saying... No, I don't think you're following. What I'm saying is, this is not to be meant, like, the words that these characters say in the movie is not necessarily the same words people were saying in the 5th century China.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of think it was, just based on the way they appear to have been talking in 18th century China.
Like, yeah, exactly.
I'm not arguing that there was some sort of paragon of equality between sexes.
Just slap your mouth and say, I know my mistake.
Hell no. I'm a man. I never admitted a mistake.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what the humans always do. They smack their mouth.
That's because they have no fucking dicks.
I deserve to die.
Again. Yep. There's never a point when they're like, well, women are more precious than men.
Yeah,
but that's the reason.
Well, I mean, is that the reason, though?
That is 100% the reason.
Okay. That's the reason now that you say.
Yeah, now.
Well, yeah, like it's the same thing. If you go across the board to anything, it's the same thing when you're talking about chefs.
Yeah.
Like, chefs are mostly men. Why? Because... they say that women don't have a good palate.
That is not...
bullshit.
It's not an equal argument in any way whatsoever. Oh,
it's 100% because it's the same thing. Because it's this male superiority thing. That's exactly what they're doing here. It's a male superiority
thing. This isn't a male superiority thing. This is simple biology.
No.
You need a woman to have a child. A man can do that in like 3 seconds.
But
20 times a day for his entire life.
Mulan taught... better than all the guys who were trying to kill the one guy, and she killed all the guys.
Right.
So as a woman, she thought better than all the guys.
Yes, she did.
But for them, they were like, don't even talk to me. You are not allowed to talk out of term because you're a woman. They say that like 4 times in this animated cartoon Disney movie. They said that like 4 fucking times.
Yeah.
She goes up to the main guy and she tells him, there are Hans in the town. I saw them.
And
he's
like, shut up.
Do not talk to me because you're a woman.
Yes.
And that's what I'm talking about. And that's a real thing that they thought.
Yeah, that exactly is a real thing.
Yeah,
if anything, that is the movie seriously toning it down.
So it's never a women are more precious. It's men are better than women.
Women were only more precious. I mean, both can be true. In terms of like, okay, they would go, you would go, and this but is true. But
it was never a women are more precious.
It was absolutely a women are more precious.
Any culture, any era, any time. It was always going to do two things.
Because he wasn't like, no. Go back and be safe with your parents.
Yeah.
Because I'm fighting. He never said that. Again, he was like, get out of here because you're a woman.
Yes, he absolutely did. Yeah. But again, this is us today talking about. This is not a historical document from the 5th
century.
No, this
is not just us today. This is a movie in 1998.
I know.
That's the biggest Disney movie in 1998.
What I'm trying to say is that the way they saw women as precious, but not precious, like something to be... someone precious to be protected, and because like we know we need them, you know, this is the backbone of our civilization. No, it was precious as breeding stock, the same way a really nice
horse. That's what I'm arguing.
Well, it doesn't sound like that. It actually sounded like you were being a feminist for once, and it was making me very dizzy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to confuse you, but no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're more precious because you need people.
But it wasn't that. It was not more precious because you need people. It was more precious because women are inferior, is what they were saying.
Yeah,
like, and they say
I think Erica's right, though. It's not, again, I'm not saying that they treated them like equals in any way.
No, absolutely.
What
not.
I'm saying is that they recognized that they needed them in the same way
as
you needed.
Stock.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't think that they did. I don't think that they recognized them as breeding stock in any way because there's more women than men in the fucking world.
Because a lot of men were dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's more women than men, so you need to be that.
One man can make 1,000 children. One woman cannot.
Yeah, but they didn't think that way. They thought...
I guarantee you the people in charge thought that way.
What in this movie made you think that?
I'm not talking about this movie. Right, I'm talking about actual history.
We're talking about Mulan right now. Yeah. What in this movie made you think that?
Nothing in this movie.
Nothing in this fucking movie made you think that.
Because that's correct.
In this movie, several times they're like, you're a woman,
that's
you're inferior, shut up.
The whole point of this movie is
and
that
this was a, movie,
a bunch of people think women are inferior.
Yep.
No, they're not.
And
that's the point of the goddamn movie.
This
I'm not
movie
arguing
was
with
12
you.
Years ago.
22 years ago.
Like 22 years ago.
23,
this
actually.
Animated Disney movie.
I know, we're very old.
Yeah.
Missed the whole point.
Yeah.
Still.
They could have done so much more. They could have taken this so much more, and they didn't.
Yeah.
They could have done more, certainly.
And in the new Mulan, they do, because she's very powerful.
I think you're missing that the fact that certain characters tell her, shut up, you're a woman, that is not Disney in 1998 saying, you should shut up, you're a woman.
No, we're not
the whole
saying
point
that.
Of her,
we're just saying they're being culturally correct.
Well, no, but I'm saying...
that, to be like,
sure. But the whole point of this movie is to prove them wrong. They're straw men for the argument.
But these guys that said, shut up, you're a woman... they got toys.
They should not get toys. Well, no, because they learn a lesson. The whole
That's
point is
what
them
I'm
learning
saying.
A lesson.
But
they
should
though,
be the bad guys.
They literally just saw her annihilate an entire fucking foreign army.
That's
and
what
they
I'm
still told
about.
Her, get your vagina and go.
That's true.
And they were like, McDonald's, we need boy toys.
We need boy toys.
So we need that.
That's
and
right.
that is bullshit, and that is not okay.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Yeah. Because fuck
and that's
that.
Why you're never going to be in charge of a toy company.
Yeah, that's why I'm never in charge of Disney. I mean, now I am. I'm in charge of NFL. NFL is gay. NFL is lesbian. NFL is open. NFL is... Like, now it's going to be more open now.
Yeah.
But at the time, they missed the point hard.
I don't think they did.
And the whole point is, Mulan is this big female thing, but also the main guy is still going to be her love interest. Completely
Which is
unnecessary.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Completely unnecessary.
Completely
but they added that in there.
They did.
The male.
I mean, it's in some versions of the legend, but yes.
The main guy is still going to be a toy at McDonald's.
Absolutely.
Completely unnecessary. And that's what I'm talking about. It's completely unnecessary to add that male bullshit to it when she's clearly the smartest person in the fucking room.
And then it's really annoying because at the end, when they save the emperor and everything. He offers to make her a counselor, and that's a huge fucking deal.
Yeah,
to be
and she's like, no, I gotta go be cool with my dad.
She's like, well, I wanna go home.
In fairness to them, that's also part of the legend, is that she rejected any position within the court so that she could go home and be with
And even that's kind of like, okay, but then he's like, he shows up, and then she's like, yeah, maybe I'll get married to this guy.
Yeah.
Sure, and that's bullshit.
That is one part that the Chinese version does a lot better, because I'm gonna spoil it, obviously, but it's a 10-year-old movie.
Yeah.
But at the end, it's revealed that he is actually like the seventh son of the king.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So he's forced to marry the daughter of one of the invaders to like create a peace. And so he goes to Mulan, but they know that he still has this, like, he has to be in this other marriage, so he can't be with her. So it's this very, like, chase, like, oh, I'll always love you, but we can never be together kind of thing.
Oh,
yeah.
There's so much of that in these Chinese novellas.
Chinese fucking it's love so that shit. Yep.
I just want a happy fucking ending, and everyone has, like, these dismal, horrible.
Yeah, no, they love the tragedy.
Yeah. And I mean, I can see why. Clearly, I won't stop watching it, so there is an appeal.
So yeah, you're drawn in.
I'm drawn
in. This was the first movie to have characters in drag.
Yeah.
It's very cute. They all got dressed up in drag.
Unless you count Ursula, which we talked about in length in The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I mean, she was clearly like a divine.
Drag queen,
she was clearly divine.
Oh yeah, like they just flat out said it. Yeah,
she's clearly divine. But in this one, they dress up as women to climb up. Also, I thought unnecessary. It was weird. That they were dressed up as women. I feel like they could just be like stealthy guys.
No, again, they got to teach them a lesson.
They got to be cutesy.
No,
I think they probably figured that. It is also because hilarious. I think they thought dressing as concubines would get them further than dressing as eunuchs. All I can think of, and also it's just cute and fun.
Again, it's more about teaching them a lesson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, you blamed her for cross dressing, but now you got to cross dress and understand that women got it tough too.
Amen.
But I liked it. That was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
And that's when they do the little musical repeat of the make a man out of you thing.
Yeah. Also, I thought it was weird that Mushu kills the main guy. Like, that was kind of weird. They put like a big rocket on his back. So it's like a big cartoony thing that happens.
It's a very Looney Tunes.
And yet he's also very dead.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very Looney Tunes thing.
I guess that's true. Like, I guess he does do that too. Like, I forgot about that. It's been 2 weeks since I watched
it. Yeah. Like Mulan should have killed him.
Yeah.
And instead, they put a big rocket on Mushu and he flies Looney Tunes style and then kills him that way. Yeah. And I was like, ooh, that sucks. Like, that really sucked. It should have been Mulan that, like, it would have been cool if you would have done a... like a one-armed swordsman or like a Hasaruichi type of deal where you're just like fighting really quick, stop, and then you get to cut him in half cool like that.
I mean, yes, they could have done a dope sword fight.
A dope sword fight. But instead, she lights Mushu's rocket and he fucking destroys him. It was weird. It was weird to me that Mushu kills him because Mushu is the most throwaway character in this fucking movie.
Maybe they just felt like they had to make it cute and cartoony. Yes. Because like he was really evil and weird throughout the whole movie.
They 100% were like, well,
we need to kill the villain, but we can't have him be cut in half. This is Disney.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm surprised that he didn't do the goofy noise of, yeah. They always do that.
Like the Pokemon thing where he flies into the sky and becomes a star.
Yeah, but like, I mean, Disney movies, they always have that sound effect for people falling. So
yeah, like the classic Goofy.
Yeah, and they didn't do it this time. So
that would have been fucking great. I would have been fucking great. The Emperor is like, all right, you like lied to us. You deceived us. You fought against us. Kind of like saying that type. He did that whole thing where he's like, but anyway. 5 points to Gryffindor.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. You get Chewbacca's
medal. Not so fast. Not so fast, Slytherin. You don't get the house cup yet.
I was just relieved at the end of the movie that he didn't try to make Mulan one of his concubines.
Yeah. He's right. Like, anyway.
Because he's like 70 years old.
Yeah. My dick is... I didn't bring my dick out to just get air.
Yeah.
It really... That's one of the funniest things I think about like Harry Potter. You guys got into a lot of trouble this year getting into the basement fighting snakes and shit,
right?
But anyway, 5 points to Gryffindor. And it was like, fuck you, man. I was taking tests. I've been Hufflepuff and I've been taking tests this whole semester. I didn't know we were supposed to be sneaking away and fighting dudes out in the fucking like middle of the hallways.
That's true. Imagine being Hufflepuff and you actually do your fucking homework. Yeah. You go to classes. Yeah. You're not murdering snakes and professors.
Exactly. You're not sneaking away, creating new societies underground. You're just like passing your tests and he's like, yes, but anyway, 5 points for Gryffindor. Yeah. I'm like, fuck you, man.
Like, all of Hufflepuff should just, like, rise yeah. up and just, yeah. like, destroy Gryffindor and Slytherin. Yeah,
they should have. I'm a big Hufflepuff guy because of that.
I mean, Hufflepuff was never in the mix, though.
Yeah,
it's always Slytherin and Gryffindor.
It's because they do that bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Emperor does that, too. He's like, anyway, here's your medal. Off you go. Which is cool. It's a cool sequence where he's like,
yeah.
here's the sword.
Yeah.
Here's the medal. And he goes back to his dad. And the best part of this movie is when the dad is like, I don't care about the sword or the fucking medal and yeah. shit. I just care about having my daughter back.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Great.
The dad, like you said, dad's a great character.
Yeah. 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 Great character. He's the best character in this movie.
He honestly is.
Yeah. And I kind of want to watch him fight.
I feel like you haven't learned this lesson because he wouldn't have been smart enough to blow up the
mountain.
That's
true.
You don't know that. He might have been.
He might have been. We don't know that. Yeah. That's true.
He might have actually still died and Mulan would have still done it.
Yeah.
Which would have been very cool.
Or they both like, could have
maybe they should have gone together.
Yeah. Could have been a tag team.
Yeah. I'm about it.
Yeah.
I'm about it. So anyway, that's the end of the movie.
That is the end of the movie.
Yeah.
So now we have to ask ourselves, how do we fix it?
More sexual tension between Li Shang and Mulan as Ping.
Yeah. Or... I think if they would have fallen in love and had a what he thought was a gay romance.
Yeah.
And he has very conflicted about it. But then you do a one, just one of the guys' tit reveal.
Yeah.
Yes. Where we have I agree with that tits. Part. If they're going to have Mulan whip out some titties. Yeah.
I mean, we got to see Li Shang's chest.
Yeah. It's only,
that's equality, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Chest for a chest.
I mean, he was like, he's honestly, seriously, legitimately one of the hottest Disney princes.
Yeah. He's a very hot guy.
I mean, like, he's got Prince the gorgeous wise. Face. He's got the figure. You know, like, Prince Eric's cute and all, but he's, you know.
Prince Eric does nothing.
He's a cartoon.
We've talked about this in length. He saves her life by piloting a fucking giant ship into the middle of a
dog's life.
Into a goddamn tsunami.
He saves a dog's life very much so, and that's kind of it.
Yeah.
Rewatch the end of Little Mermaid.
I'm still salty that I didn't get involved for Little Mermaid either.
There was like 12 of us.
People on that goddamn podcast.
I didn't watch that one, actually.
You didn't listen to that one?
Because it was 12 people.
It was 12 people.
I just kept thinking it's going to be like really messy, so.
No, it's a great episode.
Okay, then maybe I'll listen to it.
There was a lot of us.
Next time I'm in the kitchen.
But I do think that if you make it a legit, like a Brokeback Mountain type like love affair where you then he finds out that she's a woman.
Yeah.
I'm pretty on board with that.
Yeah. I'm very on board with that.
Yeah. And then she still like saves the day.
Or you do like the actual folktale. They don't find out until she goes home at the very end that she's a lady. So if you do the whole thing where they think she's a guy the whole time and they fall in love. And
he,
then it's just
like, I thought it was gay the whole time.
The last 2 seconds of the movie.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
He's like, why was I a bottom?
Yeah. Back then, it would be like, we were having sex the whole time.
Yeah.
We're having like gay sex.
Yeah.
Now I feel like you would be like, oh, dope. Like, yeah, like, let's do this. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think if you make it a homosexual love affair that then turns into a giant action sequence.
Yeah.
Where they are fighting
and fucking
Huns and fucking, sure, why not?
And fucking Huns.
Just like an hour of like genderqueer sexual tension and then like 20 minutes of action.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's basically all I want to see out of anything. Like, yeah. I fucking love stories.
There's
like
a dick in the mouth when the like Han shows, when there's like arrows flying and they're like, oh shit. And they're like,
just arrows through dicks.
Yeah. And just like, and then like they run and they... They have to like use their sexual.
Or maybe
no,
maybe
I
want to
see the dick in a cage, like the little cricket.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the tiny little dick.
Cricket in a cage.
Yeah. Like
what if instead of having the rocket knock down the avalanche, they have to like fuck?
Yeah. What if Mulan is a guy? He's a trans guy. That's what the cricket in the cage is, his dick in a cage, right?
Sure. I don't know where you're going with this, but go on.
This is like starting to get like very French.
So he's a trans boy who is living up a woman's dream, like life.
Yeah.
But then he's also very good at fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So every now and then he's got a cricket in the cage, which is his dick, clearly. Mushu is his budding sexuality, clearly.
This is you're getting, yeah, okay, yeah. I see what you're.
This is getting very literary.
This is a lot of alliteration.
This is
and
turning
metaphors.
Into the kind of movie that like I would read a description and really want to watch it, and then I'd watch like the first 10 minutes and just be like, no,
yeah.
This is boring. Like everyone's just like this is like a lot of long silences. 1940s
black and white
and, like, noises. Fair.
All right, that's fair.
Because what was I think it was called like Fat Hog or I forgot what it was called. Fat Pig or I don't know. It was like this really weird movie that was on Prime. And it was like a lot of that. Like it seemed like a really good description. Like, oh, this lady meets a dude.
It's like a Todd Solondz type of movie where it's just like the worst parts of humanity.
Yeah. Like it just sounded really interesting about this woman who's like really insecure about herself. She goes to this Guns N' Roses concert and has a hookup and like things happen, right?
Yeah.
So like, oh, it's like a character study and like an emotional character study. That seems right up my alley. But it was just really grim and awful. And she was just like such a horrible negative character. And like the whole entire time she just kept like texting back and forth with some dude that like had, I guess, stood her up for a blind date. And he would just like constantly insult her and call her like a fat pig and this hog woman. And I'm like, why are you talking to him?
That
Block
sounds like
him.
A Todd Solondz movie.
But that was like
it
the
really
entire
does.
Plot of the fucking movie was just that.
What if we did a like Sex and Fury type of like Pinky Violence movie where Mulan is just naked half of the time and cutting dudes in half because she's a fucking badass. So it's just like this awesome. Also, the girl that does Mulan's voice also sings all the songs.
Okay.
Sure.
Clearly.
Can we make the songs better?
Yeah, we make the songs better. Songs.
What if, okay.
After the time she's in a bathtub and in the other half, she's cutting motherfuckers in half.
All right, I like where you're going with this. Let's make the entire troupe all naked ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just bathing in the blood of Huns.
Fuck yeah.
In between bathing in the blood of Huns.
And then when the Huns show up, they're just like, this is fucking weird. And he's like, no, we can kill them. And then they kill them.
And then they just start doing somersaults and chopping off heads.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Well, they still blow up the mountain. Because that's how you kill 20,000 Huns.
I mean, eventually.
Yeah.
But you got to have at least like 5 minutes of them cutting heads.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And dicks or whatever.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
That's a Pinky Violence thing. It's like women are, like the women were like very strong. But also sexual objects.
It's the revenge
weird.
Thing. It's yeah, because you got to get like the revenge fat thing. But
you
got to have guys give a reason to watch it.
Yeah, it's not like this woman is very strong and like trying to make it on her own. It's like no, she was raped, so now she's gonna fight
these
guys.
Fight a bunch of dudes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only way to make this. I think.
I would kind of like it if it was that she was just strong. I kind of hate it when it's like, yeah, a woman suffered,
yeah,
and that's why she's strong. I hate that so much.
Well, she doesn't have to suffer. She just has to be naked.
No, it's the worst. It's the worst.
I like it better when a woman is fully clothed and murdering men. That's the movie I want to see.
So I'm a big...
You're kind of losing the male audience.
I don't really
care
about
the
male audience.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly.
That's the thing. I don't give a shit about what men want to see.
I'm talking about
what I want to see.
I agree with that, actually.
I'm a huge... like Japanese martial arts guy. I'm a huge Pinky Violence guy. And I gotta tell you, usually when fucking Ichi is like fighting dudes, it's because he's an old gambler dude who got into some shit and now they're trying to fight him and now he's gotta kill some guys.
Yeah. Sato Ichi, the blind samurai.
Yeah, when Sato Ichi is doing that, exactly. Yeah. But when a woman is doing it, it's like she was raped 40 times.
Right.
And now she's got to come back.
The Lady Snow, right?
Yeah. Lady Snowblood.
Snowblood. Yeah.
Yeah, Lady Snowblood. Much better than that is Female Scorpion number 701.
Mm.
One of the best fucking movie series of all time. But
I Spit in Your Grave, right?
Yeah. She was just like, she got sent into prison where she was raped a bunch of times. And then she broke out and killed the guys.
Yeah.
There's so much, she got raped a bunch of times.
You definitely don't need that part.
Yeah, you don't need that part.
Yeah, I would just like that she's just a badass. And
yeah, exactly.
Sucks, so let's get
Well, that's a cool thing about fucking Kill Bill. That's what Tarantino, that's the only
thing. I mean, she goes through a lot.
Yeah, but the funnier stuff is her killing fucking random dudes. Like her killing the crazy 88.
Yeah.
Like that's the over the top cartoony shit.
But
sure.
Like, is
not
she only who
raped.
She is because she just got raped a bunch of times and
she
that's
doesn't
why
get
she's
raped.
Killing?
No, she gets manipulated by Bill.
She gets
like,
murdered when and like her loses her baby.
Emotionally manipulated.
Yeah. I thought like she was in a coma just getting raped all the time.
She does. Yeah.
She does. Yeah, that part too happens.
That part also does happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
right,
Bill Bill's
so maybe
not the best example. Yeah,
no. Maybe Kill Bill, not the best.
But anyway, it does have some good fight scenes.
If we do this in a Pinky Violence style where Mulan is just cut motherfuckers in half, Also, she's in a girl gang with motorcycles.
Yes.
Which most of the Pinky Violence movies are.
I like
it. I am all about that shit.
Yeah.
It is so cool. They run a fucking gang. They hang out at clubs.
Again, this movie is not historically accurate, so give them motorcycles. Yeah, fuck, why not?
This is the first time I've ever heard of Pinky Violence. Like, I've never heard of this phrase or this genre.
You have to know Pinky Violence.
Clearly, it's see, like, a good example of this.
Yeah.
Like, that should be, like, my next episode is, like, we'll watch, I don't know, you pick out a Pinky Violence movie, and then we'll just, like, fucking talk about
Female Prisoner number 701 Scorpion. Because it's fucking great.
We can do a special. We'll do a special episode.
Yeah, we should do a special episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What year was that from?
So many of them.
In no way that was 1990s, but what year was that from? Do you remember?
That was like 72 or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Just had a big
completely
hat
out of, outside of our wheelhouse, but let's fucking do it.
It's like Female Scorpion, it's Lady Snowblood.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all those.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all like rape
and the 70s exploitation stuff was everywhere.
Yeah.
The Big Bad Mama.
But in Japan, it's so beautiful.
I could see why in a 70s, like, rape revenge was a really big thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I get that.
Yeah, they were like, maybe we shouldn't be getting raped all the time.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Maybe we should do something.
Yeah, women were like, you know, I'm tired of getting raped all the time. We should probably make a movie where we teach guys not to rape us. And then guys are like, can we still be the heroes of the movie? And they're like, I guess. And yeah, the guys were still the heroes of the
sometimes
movie.
Sometimes. Not always. Not always. Well,
that's
not
disappointing.
Always.
Not in
most of those Japanese
not
movies.
Not in Female Prisoner and not in
Lady Snowblood, for sure. Yeah.
Espionage Rave now. Yeah,
no. And what they, I mean, they're still doing them. That revenge movie from like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, there's a lot of, and actually, the Burt Reynolds movie, Deliverance.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I like Deliverance because it's like, imagine if it happened to us guys, where we got raped.
Was that really the tagline? Like, what if it happened to you?
Oh my God.
It might as well.
It might as well because it's like one of them gets raped by hillbillies.
Yeah.
And they're like, they fight back on that. But I was like, yeah, I get that. But it's, you're just being like, what if we got raped? Imagine that, guys. What a horrible thing that would be.
Yeah, it's horrible for everyone.
Yeah. There's a couple of movies called Creep on Netflix.
Mm.
And I know we got to wrap this up. But the whole point of that movie is there's a guy and another guy online gets obsessed with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't leave him alone. And I was just like, I feel like that happens to every woman that ever
fucking lived. I was going to say, like, that's been like every woman.
Yeah. And then the whole point of the movie is like, this fucking creep does not leave this guy alone. Oh my God, can you imagine that? And when I watched it, I was like, that happens to women all the fucking time.
Yeah. Like, my stalker died. Yeah. He had to die for me to be free of him.
Every single day. So I was like, fuck this movie, man. Like,
you're
talking about shit that happens to women all the time. And but it's like, what if it happened to us though?
I kind of like that's but that really is a true male horror fantasy. Is like, what if I got treated like a woman?
It is legitimately, that movie is legitimately a horror movie about what if we got treated like a woman. Mm-hmm. It is legitimately that.
Sounds terrifying.
And it sounds terrifying. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And will that make you be better men because of that?
Absolutely not.
Oh, Eric, so predictable.
I stopped roofing women.
Since I mean, but do you have any left over roofies?
He's made steps.
I just take a whole bunch of Viagra now. I don't roofie the women. I'm just hard all the time.
All
right. So anyway, fixed Mulan by having her do a rape Pinky Violence.
Yeah, just by making her naked and covered in blood and guts of her enemies.
And killing like 40 dudes.
Oh, yeah.
Always killing like 40 dudes. It's very good.
I mean, more she kills like 20,000 people.
Yeah. No. But like with one sword.
Really like violently with 40.
Like looking
then,
them in the eyes.
Exactly.
And
then she can kill the rest with a big explosion.
Yeah. It's very fun.
Yeah. So next week, we're still rocking that action. Still rocking a kick-ass lady that's driving a bus.
Is it Speed?
It's Speed.
Oh, we gotta talk about Speed. Let's
talk
get
about
like
Keanu
40 people
Reeves.
Ooh, that
Speed
was like
big.
That was like my peak
talking
Keanu
about
crush.
Jumping
years.
A bus.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish you guys were doing A Walk in the Clouds because that one. Oh,
I mean, is
movie.
It peak Keanu though? Because
it's not peak Keanu, but it is.
No, I would say it was peak my
for crush.
Me,
yeah.
It was my peak years of crushing on
it was
Keanu.
Peak Sandra
Bullock. He's hot. He's hot in that movie, right?
He's hot like in all of them.
I think peak Sandra Bullock, not peak Keanu.
No, not peak Keanu.
I don't think it's peak Sandra, but...
What do you got? Demolition Man?
Well...
Yes.
I mean,
so
I guess it
that.
Depends in terms of her career, you mean?
No, like just peak Sandra just, Bullock character.
Yeah, like the most Sandra Bullock character you can imagine.
I feel like this is
that is probably the most Sandra Bullock character you can imagine.
Let's see, Speed, Love Potion number 9.
Oh, Demolition Love Potion number 9 is great.
Like Love Potion number 9 is like peak, like just poor Sandra. That's just her.
That's what I was just like, I'm gonna be that monkey just fucking pushing, kicking through the wall just to kiss Sandra Bullock on the mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, The Net is the worst. Don't say that.
I mean, it's not a good movie, but
it's fucking terrible.
That was a huge hit for her.
Yeah. It was a huge hit, but like as far as like, I don't know, like that just didn't feel like, I don't know how to explain it. Like when I picture something being like
Peak, it's gotta be
I think it is probably Speed though. Yeah, I think
Speed,
you're right. What about Speed 2, where they're on cruise control?
It's gotta be either Speed, Demolition Man, I mean, or Miss Congeniality, because Miss Congeniality is pretty good.
It's pretty good. Yeah. It's pretty
funny. A pretty fun movie.
You got some Shatner in there. Movie.
Yeah,
you got the Shatner.
Fuck yeah. So maybe Miss Congeniality.
I mean, what about, didn't she win an Oscar for Gravity, or was she just nominated?
I think she's just nominated.
No, I think she won.
I thought she won for Gravity.
Well, Gravity won. So
or what about Blindside?
She probably didn't win.
I think
she
did win.
She won for Blindside for sure.
Yeah.
She won for Blindside for sure.
That's such a bad movie, though.
Yeah, well.
It was just like,
white guilt.
I'm a white lady.
Yeah.
Here's a nice black dude.
I'm going to rescue this black guy, and I'm going to make him make a lot of money for us.
Yep.
That was the movie.
Yeah. Anyway, it's getting hot.
It's getting extremely hot.
It's July in Arizona. It's 110 degrees out. Until next week when we talk about Speed, or I post a short. Check out the shorts if you haven't already. We're doing the Notes to Remember as shorts. Check them out. You'll love them, or you won't. Until then,
I'm Francisco Landin.
I'm Erica Lita.
I'm super feminist, E.G. Seitz, here to protect all women.
That's it.
I quit. I'm leaving. Goodbye, yep,
goodbye.
You liar.
Wishing you a good night and a good journey.
We love you.